Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode on We Wellness Solutions, featuring holistic wellness for people and their pets. I'm your host, Arlana Tanner-Sabell. Is your pet often in a state of overwhelm and overactive? Communicating with our pets is so much easier when both they and us are actually in a state of calm. Teaching our pets that it's okay to relax is very important for their mental and physical health. Not to mention the mental health of us, the pet parent as well. Studies show that when our pets are in a state of anxiety and overwhelm, their ability to understand our requests and commands is highly impaired. When in a state of constant high arousal, our nervous system gets locked into the fight or flight response. Our pets need to learn how to self-regulate back to a sense of calm, just as we do. And so it may take some practice and support from those around us. One of the myths about high energy dogs is that they need to burn off that energy and then they'll be fine. The truth is, yes, they may need more exercise, but they often get overwhelmed and excited, and they need to burn off the energy. But one of the things they often need to learn is how to come down from that high and truly relax. They may feel that they're always having to be on alert when they're around us. Our companions, they look to us for guidance and direction. And you can help them learn how to relax by helping them to understand that they are safe with us. And it's not their job to be constantly in protection mode or high arousal. So here are three ways that you can help your dog to learn to regulate and to understand the value and the power of being able to relax. Number one is develop trust. Spend time with your companion with the same attention and intention as you would your most trusted friend. Don't put them in situations where they would develop a reason to distrust you. Trust is your most valuable connection builder. And number two, create some intentional interaction time. While spending time with your pet is very valuable, try setting aside time to do intentional interaction, perhaps a nighttime ritual or a playtime activity. Number three, ensure a balance of activity and downtime. While exercise needs to be varied by breed and age, your pet still needs plenty of rest. Dogs on average can sleep 16 to 18 hours a day. So you need to help them learn to regulate their downtime by providing them with a safe place to go when they need to rest. And if they are over-aroused, try introducing some quiet time involving quiet music or perhaps some aromatherapy. There are certain ones that are absolutely wonderful to work with your canine. These are all powerful activities that will help you to build a strong and healthy relationship with your pet. Intentional interaction creates a loving bond. When they feel safe, trust will automatically build. When they are calm, you will find they are more attentive and so much more eager to please. Their ability and willingness to learn will increase as well. When you intentionally seek to spend time together and you are present with them, you will develop a deeper and stronger connection with your pet. I hope you enjoyed today's talk. You can find more informative and inspiring articles here on this podcast channel, in my Facebook group, Potential Wisdom, or on my website, wewellness.solutions. Till next time, Orlana.